Privilege this morning to tell the whole world about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And what an honor and what a privilege that is this morning. 2 Kings chapter 5, if you brought your Bibles with you this morning, 2 Kings chapter 5, we're going to read verses 2 through 4, then get into a message that God has laid upon my heart and upon my mind. And it's a great day to be here, beautiful day that God has given us to worship Him, but I'm thankful. Praise God, it don't matter if it's raining outside, storming outside, snowing outside, sleeting outside, hailing outside. The weather has no impact on serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's always a great day to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And like I said, be praying for all those that are traveling. Don't ever take for granted safe travel. That's something that is easy to take for granted, safe travel. But don't ever take that for granted and always praise the Lord when he brings a family back home safely. We do want to remember Stacy and Tracy's mom. They're watching this morning at a hospital in Abington, Virginia. And I asked Stacy if they would be watching, and she said, yes, we would be watching. So she's going to be having possibly a heart cath tomorrow. Their mom had a heart attack this past week. She's going to be having possibly a heart cath tomorrow. But when they get in there and start looking, if the damage is severe to a certain point, they're going to be transferring her to the Johnson City Medical Center for further evaluation and maybe some more procedure this upcoming week. So there's a lot of unknown right now with Stacy and Tracy's mom. And we all know how we can get when we're in the unknown. It makes us a little bit more worried. It makes us a little bit more scared, but man alive, is it not a comfort to know that God always knows? Amen. We may not know, but God always knows. The doctors may not know, but God always knows. So let's remember Stacy and Tracy's mom in prayer this morning. I know that they're watching, and I have never met her, but honey, I can tell you that I love you. This church loves you, and we're praying for you. And Stacy told me yesterday how great of a cook you are. So when you get firing on all cylinders, I'm expecting a casserole, okay? So let's remember her in our prayers, all right? 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 2 through 4 this morning, all right? I've been known to weasel out a dish from people every now and again, okay? And that ain't going to stop, all right? 2 Kings chapter 2, verses, or chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. And the Bible says, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer this morning, okay? I'm going to ask John Augustus if you don't care to pray for me this morning, buddy.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for this time you've given us, Lord, coming to your house, worshiping in spirit and truth. Now we praise and honor and glory for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'll share this quick story with you real quick. We went to Bright Zoo last night. They had a superhero and Disney Princess Day, so they had all kinds of people dressed up like princesses, and they had all kinds of superheroes there. Batman was there. That got me excited. He's my favorite superhero. And they had all kinds of Star Wars characters and all that stuff. Well, anyway, we get packed up, and we're on our way back home. And we start asking the girls, you know, who was your favorite character that you got to see? And Ellie named one. I can't remember which character that Ellie named. So then we asked Addie, and Addie's mind's always not on what you're talking to her about. She's always thinking about something else. But Lene asked her, said, Addie, who was your favorite character that you saw at the zoo tonight? She thought for about 2 or 3 seconds, and she said, Mommy. Mommy was her favorite. So that was that was pretty cool, all right? Unsung hero. That's the thought that God has laid on my heart and mind this morning. Unsung hero. Now, what is an unsung hero? An unsung hero is one who does great deeds but receives little or no recognition. So an unsung hero is someone who does great deeds but receives little or no recognition. So we're going to look at an unsung hero in God's Word this morning. And we need to know and understand that as we look at this unsung hero, if it wasn't for this unsung hero, Naaman never would have been cleared of his leprosy. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. But it took this unsung hero doing a great work, doing a great deed, doing a lot about what that song Lene just sung was about, going and telling the world. It took this little maid being an unsung hero in order for Naaman to be healed. Now, I want you to think about your life for just a second this morning, and I want you to ask yourself, are there any unsung heroes in my life? Are there people in my life that have done a great deed that I didn't necessarily give them all the credit for because I just kind of looked over it, didn't really pay attention to it or something like that, but they did something so big that it impacted my life in such a positive way? Well, if you're here this morning and you've got somebody that has impacted your life in a positive way and you've not really recognized them or thanked the good Lord for them or something like that, you've got an unsung hero in your life.
Right.
You do this morning. Now, as I begin to read this scripture and God begin to deal with me, I realize I had two unsung heroes in my life because I have never thanked them enough or appreciated them enough for everything that they did in life. They always had me at church. They prayed for me that I would accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. They always had me at Sunday school. They always talked to me about God. They always talked to me about prayer. They always talked to me about reading my Bible. And more I begin to reflect on that, the more and more I realize I haven't thanked God enough for these people in my life, and that's my mom and dad. My mom and dad are unsung heroes in my life. So if you're here this morning and you have a mom and dad that and they may already be in glory, but if you had a mom and dad that took you to church, that made sure that you were in church, that prayed for you to make sure that you had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll tell you right now, I'd say chances are we probably haven't thanked God enough for them. That's an unsung hero in your life. So I'm thankful for the unsung hero that was my mom and dad. But then I was reading a couple weeks ago, and God used this article to really lead me to this woman in the Bible, because this little maid that we just read you about, she goes nameless, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But there was this husband and wife about 10 or 15 years ago down in Venezuela, and they went to a beach. Now, I don't know if the beach was in Venezuela. I don't know where it was, but they went to a beach, and this husband and wife, the wife was 5 months pregnant. And they went out into the ocean there, and there was a great riptide that came through, and it started pulling the husband further and further and further out into the ocean, and he couldn't swim. So he was struggling, to say the least. The wife knew that her husband was going to drown, knew that her husband was going to die, yet she could not go out further to help him because she was 5 months pregnant. She was put in a situation, it didn't no matter what she did, something terrible was going to happen. Well, out of the middle of nowhere, this surfer shows up on the scene, helps get that man and that wife that's 5 months pregnant back to the shore, and that surfer just picks up his surfboard and goes walking down the beach. This family knew this man's name. They've never seen him again or anything like that. But that surfer that arrived on the scene, this nameless surfer that arrived on the scene, ended up saving this man, ended up saving this wife, ended up saving this 5-month-old baby that was in the mother's womb. And then if you read later on in the story, that family has 2 more kids. So all because of an unsung hero, a nameless surfer that showed up on the scene, that family went from 2 to 3. And they're still alive today.
Amen.
That's how important that unsung heroes are in each and every one of our lives. So we're going to look at an unsung hero in the Bible this morning and see how God uses them. First off, we will find, and I want to give you a little brief intro, who Naaman is. Naaman is not the king of Syria, but Naaman is a great military leader of Syria, of the Syrian Empire. He has great honor and he has great respect. If you read verse 1, he's known as a military genius. He's known as somebody that's strong. He's known as somebody that's powerful. And the king of Syria had no trouble letting Naaman be in charge of his army, because he knew if Naaman was in charge of the army, they were going to get all kinds of victories. Yet Naaman had one flaw. He was a leper. Can I tell you this morning, the world can coach you up to being the greatest thing in the world, but if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you have nothing this morning. You can have the most money in the world. You can have the most wealth. You can have the best clothes. You can be the best athlete. You can be the smartest person in the room. I've never been a threat of that. You can be all kinds of wonderful things that the world says, man, this is great. Man, this is awesome. But the Bible says you are a fool if you do not know God or believe in God.
Amen.
Now, the higher education things of the world, they won't say anything. They feel like you got to be smart of all this other stuff to be a genius and all this stuff. Now, listen, my wife is very smart. She scored, what'd you score on the ACT, baby? 29 on the ACT. I got a 17. I heard you get a 14 for just putting your name on the dad burn test. Okay? I was terrible, terrible at school. I was absolutely terrible at school. But Lene's not smart because she got a 29 on the ACT. She's smart because she knows Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we all should be striving for this morning, okay? So Naaman is this great man, but he has a great flaw. He is a leper. So when you look here in verse 2, you find that the Syrians have went up against the Israelites, and the Syrians defeated the Israelites. Now, the reason that the Syrians defeated the Israelites is it tells us in God's holy word back up in verse 1, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. God wanted Syria to defeat the Israelites. God wanted the Israelites to lose. I'm sure there was a reason for it. I've not done any reading on that or the reason for it or anything like that. But there was a reason for God wanting the Syrians to defeat Israel at this moment. Well, we find here as we look at this, a lot of the Israelites are taken back to Syria as slaves. Well, we read about one of those specific slaves here in verse 2. And the Syrian had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid. Notice the Bible doesn't give her a name here. And in those verses that we read to you this morning, she is going to be referred to as a maid. She is nameless. I do not believe her name is to be found anywhere in God's holy word this morning, but she is nameless. So the first thing we find out, and as you see this little maid's life, you're going to see that she is an unsung hero. The first thing that we find out is this unsung hero is nameless this morning. How many unsung heroes are there that we don't even know their name? I'm sure there's tons. I'm sure there's a ton of people that have been unsung heroes in World War I and World War II and the Vietnam War and all in the wars that are going on today. I'm sure there's unsung heroes that we will never know their name. We will never know what they did. But because of them, something positive happened. Can I tell you, it is easy to watch the news and get so discouraged because we see all the negativity that's going on. But I also want to tell you, there is news in the world today of unsung heroes doing godly deeds, doing godly things, and still making a positive impact in this world. This summer camp that we're getting ready to have the month of June, where it's all about the youth and kids coming in for vacation Bible school and summer camp and all that stuff, there's going to be a lot of unsung heroes in that event. We ain't going to know exactly what they did. We ain't going to know exactly what they said. We ain't going to know exactly what lessons they taught. We ain't going to know exactly what relationships that they will build with these young people. But I pray, and let us as a church start praying now for the month of June, for that summer camp, that these young people come across a lot of unsung heroes for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because it may be a teacher that a little child is in a class of, that teacher becomes their unsung hero, and they get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as a direct result of that unsung hero this morning. So yes, let's be unsung heroes, but we find here that this unsung hero does not have a name. Now what happens when we don't get recognized? What happens when we don't get recognized? When nobody knows our name, this is what the devil likes us to think. You may feel like you're an unsung hero. You may feel like that you're not appreciated enough. You may feel like that you're not respected enough. Well, sometimes for somebody that's an unsung hero, they feel like they're left out. They feel like they're undervalued. They feel like they're underappreciated. They feel like they are not respected. They feel like that they serve a meaningless duty. And as I read this, I remember when I first started teaching, this veteran teacher for 30, 35 years gave me the best piece of advice that I have ever heard. He said, there's two people in the school building that you want to be best friends with because they will be your unsung heroes. I was like, okay. I was thinking principal, assistant principal. Never even mentioned them. This individual said, you want to make best friends with the custodial staff? And you want to make best friends with the kitchen staff. And I said, why? He said, because the custodial people are the people that's in charge of cleaning your room. And if they get mad at you, you're never going to have a clean room. And then the second thing he said, the cafeteria workers, they're responsible for feeding you. And I don't know about you, but I want them on my side if they're responsible for feeding me. Amen. Come to find out, it worked. I'd go through the lunch line at Hunter Elementary, my first job, and hallelujah, I'd go through, and they would give me a double portion of everything and only charge me $2.50. Came in, my room was always clean. I always treated the cafeteria staff and the custodial staff with respect. But our society, you know, we live in a society, well, that's looked down upon. They're not the teacher, they're not the principal, they're not the assistant principal or anything like that. But I want to tell you something. Those people are unsung heroes in the day-to-day operation of a school. Amen. A kid gets to go to a clean classroom. That house may be filthy because of a custodian. Right. A kid is guaranteed two meals a day when they may not be guaranteed one meal a day because cafeteria workers come in early at 5:30 in the morning to fix breakfast for a kid that may have nothing to eat. And when that kid comes through the lunch and breakfast line at 7:15, they've got a warm biscuit and some jelly and some sausage because they've not ate since the day before. Hallelujah. Those are unsung heroes in everyday life. Amen. But the more and more I begin to think about that, and the more and more I begin to throw out all these worldly things of an unsung hero, I want to tell you right now, God, you know, God don't need anything because God's God. But we should have in our hearts a desire and a need to feel like that we need to be some unsung heroes for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We should want to do that. God has told us to do that, folks. The commission that Lene just sung about this morning, what did Jesus tell the disciples before he ascended into heaven? He said, go ye into all the world and share the good news. Listen, if you are sharing the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're an unsung hero this morning. You're an unsung hero to somebody. So we see here that this maid, she has no name. I don't even know if the people in Samaria know her name. I don't know if Naaman's wife knows her name. I don't know if Naaman even knows her name. They may have signed her a different name. I don't know. But you know what this morning? God knew her name. Yeah. Whew, can I tell you this morning? The world may not know your name. That's okay with me. God knows my name. Amen. Jesus knows my name this morning. John 10:3 says, He calls His own sheep by name. Isaiah 43:1 says, I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Man, ain't it great to know this morning that the world may not recognize us, but if you're saved and you are a Christian and you are a child of God, God knows you by name this morning. Amen. The one who died on the cross for your sins knows you by name. The one who rose from the dead on the third day knows you by name. The one who's sitting at the right hand of God interceding on our behalf knows you by name. The great creator of the earth and the world knows you by name. The great creator of the mountains and the waterfalls and the stars and the moon and the sun and the planets and the creator of man and woman and child, bless God, knows you by name this morning. That's how important that you are, that God knows you by name. Hallelujah. Amen. That's great. Joe Biden will never know my name. Donald Trump will never know my name. King Charles will never know my name. But hallelujah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords knows my name this morning. Amen. That gets me excited. I hope it gets you excited. So I want to encourage you to be an unsung hero this morning, because you may not get earthly recognition. But woo, you got a Father in heaven that's going to give you heavenly recognition. Yeah, right. Praise God for it. And that's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about. Don't live this world for worldly recognition, because I tell you right now, whatever plaque you get or whatever you get to honor you in this world, I'm going to tell you something. When you die, it ain't going with you. Right. They can put it in the casket with you, but it's staying in that casket 6 feet under. If you're going to be cremated, they can burn it with you. Well, I'll tell you right now, it's going to turn to ash. But hallelujah, the heavenly awards that await for the unsung heroes of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The Bible says that dust will not get it. Nobody will be able to take it. Nobody will be able to steal it. It's not going to rust. It's not going to decay. It's not going to fade. But praise God, it's going to last for eternity this morning. Amen. Thank God for it. So to be an unsung hero, you've got to understand and know that you may go nameless, but that's okay, because God knows you by name. So the other part of this is this. The other part of this is this. That sounded real educated, didn't it? 17 ACT, there we go. That's bad, folks. That's bad. Ellie and Addie, please be like your mommy. Okay. Unsung heroes don't play the victim card. It would have been easy for this maid to play the victim card. Well, I'm a slave. I'm no longer in Israel. I've been taken captive. I'm away from my family. I'm a slave to this great soldier and his wife. It would have been very easy for this little maid to look at her circumstances and play the victim card. The victim card always blames others. The victim card always feels powerless. The victim card always holds grudges. Well, that's not my fault. Look at the circumstances that I'm in. Who can expect anything out of me? Look at what's going on in my life. I'm a victim to what's going on. Now, folks, I want y'all to answer this, because I know it to be true. Yes or no, we live in a day, in a world, in a time today where a lot of people just won't play the victim card. Yes. Can I tell you this morning that if you play the victim card in your walk with God, that if you play the victim card in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never be able to be an unsung hero. A spiritual unsung hero for somebody. A help to somebody in need. You will never be able to be an unsung hero. And here's why. Because as long as you live here, there's going to be circumstances in your life that seem unfair. There's going to be trouble come up in your life. So if you're waiting for the perfect circumstances to be a spiritual unsung hero to somebody, you're going to be waiting till you die.
Amen.
As long as you're here. If you read these verses, 2, 3, 4, this little maid, you won't find her complaining one time. You won't find her playing the victim card one time. You won't find her feeling sorry for her circumstances one time. Now, mentally, she may have felt that way. I'm not going to get into mentally how she felt because I don't want to say anything that is not in God's Word. But you will see no evidence of this little maid being taken of a slave. You will not see any evidence of her playing the victim card. None whatsoever. So this little maid is an example to us for us not to play the victim card in our spiritual walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to look at the greatest example of all. It'll always be the greatest example, the Lord Jesus Christ. People would look at Jesus' life through the world's eyes and they would say, well, he had every right to play the victim card. He was innocent. He was an innocent man put to death. He was an innocent man that was beaten. He was an innocent man that was spit upon. He had every reason to play the victim card. But I tell you right now, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior never played the victim, did he?
Amen.
He never complained. He never blamed anybody else. He didn't hold a grudge. Hell, glory. We live in a day and a time where people hold grudges over the tiniest little thing. People have quit going to church over the tiniest little thing.
Amen. Amen.
Riots and protests and violence, verbal violence, physical violence, start over the tiniest little things and things like that, and people will hold grudge. Family won't talk to family over the tiniest grudges. People drop out of church out of the tiniest grudges. People give up on God out of the tiniest grudges. Marriages have ended because of the tiniest grudges and things like that. Well, can I tell you right now, Jesus had every right to hold a grudge against us, yet he didn't. Jesus knew that he was going to die on the cross for our sins, and he saw my life, and still that I still saw that I was going to sin, that I was going to mess up, that I was going to get off the straight, and that I was going to get on the crooked path from time to time. But you know what? When I pray and talk to God, and Jesus Christ is interceding on my behalf, Jesus never one time has said, well, Nick, I've got a grudge against you. No, he goes and talks to our Heavenly Father, and he says, Dad, Nick's praying again.
Amen. Amen.
Dad, so-and-so's praying again. Are you not glad that our Lord and Savior didn't hold a grudge against us?
Yes. Amen.
Didn't play the victim card? What does Hebrews 12:2 says? Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. What is the opposite of playing the victim card? Enduring. This little maid was enduring in the situation that she was living in. If you want to be an unsung hero in this world, you've got to do some enduring, folks. Can't play that victim card. You've got to do some enduring. Endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Christ endured it all.
Amen.
Never played the victim card. Hallelujah, let's endure it all this morning. Let's endure it all for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's endure it all so that we can be an unsung hero. So you'll see here in this text that she's nameless, like we said first, but you'll also see that she doesn't play the victim card, that she endures. She endures. Then the last thing we see about her is this. She acts boldly. You might say, well, what does she do to act boldly? Well, look here at verse 3. And she said unto her mistress. Again, Naaman's got leprosy. Okay? This is the slave talking to her mistress. Okay? This is the slave's idea that's coming out. This is the slave's thought that's coming out. That takes great boldness, folks, to be a slave and give your masters an idea of what can be done for Naaman's leprosy to be healed. All because she didn't play the victim card. She's being bold right here. And God tells us to be bold, folks. God tells us to be bold, and we'll get into that here in just a second. And the Bible says in verse 3, and she said to her mistress, "Would God my Lord were the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." So she's basically saying to her mistress here, Naaman's wife, said, "I know a guy. He's an Israelite. He's a prophet. And I know that if Naaman will go and see this prophet, that he will be healed, that he will be cleansed of his leprosy. I know he will." She had no doubt that God could cleanse Naaman of his leprosy. Let us not doubt God this morning, folks. Let's not doubt the power of God. Let's not doubt the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Let's not doubt the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not doubt the precious words that are in our Bibles. Let's not doubt the prayers that we send up to God. Hallelujah. Let's not live a life of doubt, but praise God. Let us all live a life of confidence this morning. Amen. Confidence in God. She's a slave in Naaman's household. His wife's maid, yet she has the boldness to speak up. Young people, you're going to be put in positions at school to be an unsung hero in somebody's life for the Lord Jesus Christ, but you've got to have the boldness to speak up. People that work, you're going to come across co-workers, maybe on a daily basis, I don't know. You're going to be put in a position to be an unsung hero in somebody's life. But you're going to have to speak up boldly for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all put in those situations. She's a slave, yet she speaks up. Ephesians 3, verses 11 through 12 says, tells us exactly where our boldness comes from. You see, if you want to be like this little maid and you want to be bold in circumstances that it would be very difficult to be bold, you got to know where your boldness comes from. Because if you're being bold within yourself, you're never going to be bold. Right. If you're being bold in the name of your dad or your mom or your grandpa or something like that, you are never going to be bold. But Ephesians 3:11 through 12 tells us how that we can be bold this morning. And it says, "According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord," that's where our boldness comes from. Comes from Jesus Christ, "in whom we have boldness and access with confidence." It tells us right here in God's holy word who our boldness comes from. If you are not living a bold life from Christ this morning, you need to understand your boldness comes from Him, not from yourself. Amen. Daniel went to the lion's den because his boldness come from God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went to the fiery furnace because their boldness come from God. Paul and Silas went to jail because their boldness come from God. Amen. You're going to witness to that coworker that doesn't believe because your boldness comes from God. You young people are going to stand for Jesus at school because your boldness comes from God.
Amen.
I can't give you boldness. I could preach the greatest sermon in history, set the woods on fire, get you all fired up, but it ain't going to give you 1 ounce of boldness. That comes from God.
Yes,
amen. That comes from God. And then it tells us in that verse why we can be bold. Because we're confident in Him. Boldness comes from confidence. I don't know a whole lot. I know we got some baseball players in the church. Brady, right? You play baseball, right? What's your favorite thing to do in baseball?
Get hits.
All right. Your dad showed me videos of you getting hits. I've seen you cream a baseball. Okay? He's shaking his head. He's like, "Yeah, I know I can cream a baseball." The reason you can cream that baseball is you've went through enough training, you've went through enough practice, and you love it enough. When you step up there in the batter's box, you got confidence that you're going to destroy that baseball, right? I'm glad you said yes, because if you didn't, this illustration would have been bad. Right? So, you've got confidence in that. If you didn't have confidence, you couldn't hit that baseball past the infield, could you? But you've got confidence in that swing.
Becca, hairstylist.
If I come to you and get a haircut, you're confident that you can cut my hair, right? Exactly. She's got confidence in what she does. Those are two examples with some young people in here. It's the same way with us folks. Lynn and Jimmy and Anthony doing good work at all kinds of places. They're confident in what they're doing. It's the same way with us folks. Let's be so confident in God and confident in the Lord Jesus Christ that we can act boldly in situations that require boldness so that we can be an unsung hero for somebody. This little maid never complained. Then this was the big part that really stood out to me. If we're too busy playing the victim card, we're holding back the boldness God wants us to live with, first of all. But then this one, I added this morning. Naaman was this lady's enemy. She wasn't a believer in God. This lady was. She was an Israelite. Naaman's wife was this lady's enemy. She wasn't a believer in God. But what does Matthew 5:44 say? God tells us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. I'm sure there's great examples of this in the Bible everywhere, but for some reason God laid this unnamed slave lady, little maid, on my heart and on my mind as an unsung hero. If you've got an enemy this morning, do you love him enough to pray for him? I want to ask you that again. If you've got an enemy this morning, you know an active enemy in your life that's trying to hurt your life, trying to hurt your family's life, are you praying for him? Because God tells you to. Pray for those that persecute you. Love your enemies. Is there somebody in your life that you have a really hard time loving, but do you love them enough to invite them to church? Do you love them enough to tell them about Jesus? Listen, I'll use this as an example. Anthony can call me and talk to me and text me, and we can talk about God and we can talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and how good God is, and that's awesome. We should do that. We should do those things. But Anthony, I should be able to talk to Anthony how I talk just to anybody, even my enemies. As open as I am with Anthony about the goodness of God, I need to be that open with the sinner that's out on the street, because they need an unsung hero, folks. This world is dying for unsung heroes. We've got a huge presidential election coming up that ain't going to fix one thing, but you and your confidence and boldness in the Lord Jesus Christ can change somebody's life. Hallelujah. Amen. The unsung heroes of God, praise God. Those that pray, the prayer warriors in the closet, that pray for the preacher, that pray for the church, that pray for the lost, that pray for revival. Hallelujah. Those are some unsung heroes this morning. They get no recognition, but they talk to God every day from the depths of their soul, bless God. That's an unsung hero. The ladies down in the Sunday school rooms that deal with the crazy kids that get on their nerves from time to time, but prepare a lesson for them to talk about the goodness of God. Half of us never see that, but praise God, that's an unsung hero.
Amen.
The list goes on. And on and on and on this morning. So many mentionless jobs in a church. So many mentionless jobs out in the world today of unsung heroes. But the challenge this morning is this. Are you willing to be an unsung hero for somebody that's going to hell? That's what it boils down to, folks. Are you ready to be an unsung hero for somebody that's going to hell?
Yeah. Amen.
That's the question this morning. I'm going to ask everybody to rise your feet, bow your heads, close your eyes. We won't worry about a song or nothing. First of all, if you're here and you're lost, I love our pastor. I'm going to tell you why. He texted me this morning, traveling to Alabama, said praying for the service. Most of all, praying someone gets saved. Folks, our pastor's got his heart in the right place. Amen. He didn't say, I hope the house is full. He said, I hope someone gets saved. Praise God for that. So if you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to get to know Him today. You've got a chance to get to know Him. I want to invite you to come down. If you need to get somebody to walk down here with you, go get them and walk them down here with you. Maybe you've got an unsung hero in your life this morning and you just need them to come down to the altar with you and just pray with you. Encourage you. So if you're here and you're lost, you need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to come down. But also if you're here this morning and you're saved and God is giving you opportunity to be an unsung hero in somebody's life, but you're lacking the boldness because you're lacking the confidence with where your boldness could come from, which is God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, God, I want you to help me. I want you to strengthen me. I want you to help me realize that all my confidence from you comes from you. All my boldness comes from you, God. And I want to be an unsung hero for somebody that's lost and going to hell. If that's you this morning, I want to invite you to come down to pray and talk to God. I appreciate everybody's fine attention. I appreciate everybody's prayers this morning. Don't forget about our services tonight at 6 o'clock. I hope you all will be back with us tonight. This was a great crowd to have out with so many people out of town and things like that. So that's very, very encouraging, okay? I'm going to ask Jimbo, if you don't care, to dismiss us in prayer, okay?